Captain's log, stardate 29-74.3. Captain Cork. It was one of these cloudy Sunday afternoons when we passed the Cygnus Beta system and received a routine signal from a Starfleet command probe. Suddenly, Communication Officer Sahara reported an undecipherable transmission from Sector Blue 29.
Sir, unidentified message coming in.
Put it through.
Sir, this is no form of communication used by the Federation.
Probably it is a kind of code. Have you tried sound spectroscopy or acoustic analysis?
Proceeding, sir.
No positive identification. No positive identification. Detailed information follows.
I think I have it, sir.
Fascinating. Mr. Speck, what would you make of that?
Most unusual, sir. It is a form of communication called yodeling. A form of message which is based on ho, la, di, and ro sounds. If my suspicion is right, this transmission comes from a small disc-shaped planet in Quadrant 7. And I'm afraid, sir, we are not able to respond to it.
Captain's log continued. Science Officer Lieutenant Speck consulted the main computer and found out that the call was produced by a male life form from the beforehand undiscovered planet in Quadrant 7. As we were not able to respond, I ordered to beam up this life form according to our mission to explore new worlds and new civilizations.
Ready to beam up.
Energized.
After an unfortunate incident, Lieutenant Speck stunned the alien life form with his incredible Vulcanian neck pinch. Commendation notified. And I decided to send a landing party down to the planet, which is now called Planet Edelweiss. But this is already history.